Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you?
Well, all right. Obamacare has basically sucked all the air out of the room. Has it pretty much sucked all the action out of D.C. as far as legislation is concerned as well?
No, actually, it's created a whole new front to talk about how the government wasted $678 million from hardworking American taxpayers. And who picked the company that's doing the implementation on the no-bid contract? How were the decisions made to design this? Why were the last-minute decisions made to change it? Who tested it? I mean, it's just created this whole new... I mean, this is Fast and Furious all over again, and Fast and Furious is still... I mean, we're still having hearings about that.
Well, I see this morning that Congressman Upton kind of tipped his hand a little bit as to the questions he's going to ask Kathleen Sebelius in front of his committee on Thursday, and that was the first thing he seemed to ask is, when did you know this thing was not going to be up and ready to run? And that's probably a fair question.
It is, and, you know, because everybody, if you remember, in all through August and September, everybody in the administration, including Secretary Sebelius, including the president, including some of the underlings in HHS, were saying this thing was going to be good to go on October the 1st. And then last night in an interview, Secretary Sebelius said, yeah, they knew in September it wasn't going to work, but they didn't tell the president. And so I think they're trying to put her in a position to take the fall for this to try to protect the president.
I noticed that Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, has basically called this morning to say that has called on the Obama administration this morning that if this is not up and ready, people cannot sign up in the timeline that was required. So once again, he's calling for a postponement. How would you feel about that?
Well, I'd be fine with it. I've already supported two bills, one through two votes, and the second one by signing on as co-sponsor to call for making the individual mandate voluntary for a year. And essentially, Senator Rubio's bill is a derivative of that, and that's just to make it to suspend it being applicable until the website's up and running. So Rubio's bill is probably slightly better than what we've been looking at, but we're all on the same page here. If I were the president, I'd be calling Congress and saying, hey, give me a break here and turn off the individual mandate for a while. And that's what we fought over. That's what the government shutdown ultimately was about. We were saying two things. One is we want to delay the individual mandate for a year, make it voluntary, because you, Mr. President, did that for companies, corporations, and unions. And then the second thing we asked for is that to call for the president, vice president, cabinet, and all of Congress to be in Obamacare just like everybody else.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. One of the things that came to mind is obviously they need X number of people to sign up to get this thing working. My thought is that those healthy 27-year-olds are not the ones who are going to be signing up. It's going to be the people who don't have insurance, who have pre-existing conditions, who are going to need this government fund to be able to have their health care. That sounds like we're in a situation where there's a lot more outflow of cash than inflow, and it's almost like a Social Security situation from day one.
Well, this Obamacare has been actuarially and structurally unsound since the very first day that it was created by Congress. And since then, it's proven to be technically unsound. Think about this. Think of all they're trying to do now is get people signed up, just the front-end work. Think about how bad it'll be when you get to the back-end where you're actually trying to pay claims and tell an insured person how much benefit they're going to get, how much the doctor's going to get paid, and issue checks. I mean, the VA system is... on the disability side, it's horrible. This is the VA system all over again on steroids. Government doesn't do this stuff well. And you know, when it comes to young people, they're expecting an Amazon experience, or like the president said, a kayak experience, where you get on the book a hotel or airline.
Yeah.
They're not going to spend 30 seconds, and this website's going to crash, and they're going to forget about it, and move on, and go do something else.
Yeah, you can't get them really revisit if they've had a bad experience. Now, House Democrats this morning are supposed to get some sort of a briefing to understand what's going to be happening as far as implementation of Obamacare. And the Republicans, through the Speaker, yesterday asked for the exact same thing. Fair?
Well, it's fair that we get the same briefing, but this administration has a different definition of fairness than the real world does.
Well, the interesting, I guess, as it stands right now, so hopefully they will see the light there. Anything else that's going on that we can necessarily talk about? I mean, again, Obamacare, some people are paying attention finally. Some people are not even yet, but there have to be some other things that are going on in D.C.
Well, this is one of the bad things about the shutdown is it took Obamacare off the front page, and that, you know, I was hoping we wouldn't have a shutdown so we could let Obamacare trot out there, you know, 20 days ago so people could see what it's like. There are some other things. You know, the president got on TV on Monday and he was pimping the website and the 800 number. I don't know how many. I mean, it looked like a telemarketing commercial the number of times he was talking about this 800 number. So I'm driving from around in Austin that on Monday, and so I called the 800 number and it said, "All lines are temporarily busy. Please go to healthcare.gov for more information." And I just kind of had to laugh about, you know, nobody tested it before they gave it to the president again. I wonder what he's going to say this time.
I can't imagine that the staff meetings are very much fun at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now.
They can't be.
That's it. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Yes, sir. Thanks.